Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So we began this morning with Asian markets mixed, European indices down as Europe contemplated the Portugal bailout at about $115 billion. And that had a negative impact on Wall Street futures for much of the morning until the Standard & Poor's agency issued a report that revised to negative its overall outlook of the U.S. economy. Could it be the first voice sort of detecting a lack of seriousness in the way Washington policymakers are approaching the debt ceiling and the budget deficit? Kelly Evans joins us, Wall Street Journal Ahead of the Tape columnist. Kelly, first of all, is this S&P voice the first of many, or just the sort of baddest voice on the block here, going negative on the U.S. economy?
It's certainly one of the ones that matters. I think people, even while they were sort of expecting this to come, to see it in black and white is what's freaking people out a little bit, especially because it comes at a time when there's a little bit of erosion and confidence in the U.S. recovery anyway, and people a little bit disillusioned about the budget fight over the last couple of weeks, and now this seems to just kind of validate all those concerns.
And you've also got this twin dynamic that actually precedes the S&P report, and that is, you know, fuel prices continue to rise, even though oil was down this morning, even as the Saudis were trying to restrict supply, and you've got persistent depression in the housing market. Those two things eventually are going to have an impact on employment, yes?
Well, I mean, look, two of the most reliable indicators for a recession in the U.S. in the past have been falling home prices and rising gas prices. We have both of those things happening right now, I mean, but to a much lesser degree. There's not a shock necessarily in either one, but I do write about this in my column today. I just wanted to say that kind of what this S&P report to me kind of indicates is that we have met the enemy and it is us, meaning for all the warnings about, you know, how much foreigners own of U.S. debt and the way that sort of our economy is being handled or perceived abroad. What's really happening here is that S&P looks at the budget debate, looks at our rising debt level and says they don't believe there will be a political agreement reached here. Now, you know, again, this will have a one-day impact. I guarantee rates in a week or in a month or in 3 months are not going to look materially different because of this news.
When you say rates, explain what you're talking about. Interest
sure.
rates?
Yeah. So if you look at, for example, the benchmark kind of 10-year yield, the yield on U.S. 10-year U.S. Treasury debt, which is often what people look at, you know, take the U.K., for example, which was put on negative outlook by S&P back in May 2009. And there's, one person's pointing on Twitter this morning. So that 10-year gilt yield was 3.5%. 2 years ago. It's 3.6% today. Mm-hmm. So if investors were sort of dumping debt as a result, you would see rates go up sharply. That's been the big worry here in the U.S., and I don't necessarily think – I think people might be surprised to see that not happen, meaning if you look at our own 10-year borrowing rates around 3.5%, that's as much because of the economy's weakness as because of sort of worries about its fiscal position.
All right. So an S&P downgrade. Wall Street opens this morning. It's now off the bottoms of the session, 15 minutes in after the opening bell. You know, you've also got gold spiking up $12 an ounce. That may stay put, though, right?
Absolutely, especially as people start to look at whether the U.S. economy is, in fact, pretty weak and whether we might need more or get more, I should say, monetary stimulus, fiscal stimulus on the way. That's what I think what gold is sniffing out.
All right. Kelly Evans, Wall Street Journal, Ahead of the Tape columnist, commenting on the S&P report, which retains the AAA rating for the U.S. economy, but overall gives a negative outlook going forward. Wall Street opens and down about 1.3% on all three major indices. Kelly, thanks so much.
Of course.